And then she dries them with a what, usually?
With a dry cloth.
Okay. What did she wash them with, you know? Or your mother, she'd use a what to wash them with?
She used a homemade dish rag. Like I was telling you about them fertilizer rags, that was...
Yeah.
They'll serve a whole lot of purpose for everything. Dish rags, bath towels and everything, yeah.
Did y'all get to bathe much?
Well, I think the bathing was mostly on Saturday. In them times that you wash yourself up through the weekend on Saturday, you take a bath. Because the water was skis. Because if you'd have started toting water in gallon buckets about a half a mile, yeah, you didn't have too much to be with.
Okay. Now, you turn on at the water pipes in the kitchen sink, you turn on what? Well, you get water now, you just turn on the...
On the faucet.
Okay. When you're working out in the field, say, and they brought water out to you in a cart or a wagon, what was that container called?
Well, like, you mean now?
Yeah.
In the olden. Well, like now, we usually take our water jug out in the field and go and come back for lunch. We put our ice and everything in the, fix us a container of water with a water cooler. And if we run in tractor, we just take it and put it on the tractor. If we shoveling or something, but we just take it down the field with us. And when we start shoveling, we set it down, we get through it, we shoveling right there, but when we move further over, we just pick it up and bring it with us.
Okay, and that's a water what?
That's a water cooler.
Okay, you get water, you push on the what, or you turn on the...
You got, it's a little button, you press to the bottom.
And the water comes out of the...
Well, I guess you could call it a little fountain.
It's bigger,
yeah. Because you got two cups on it, the top of it. You got two containers.
Have you got a place out in the yard where you can get water?
Yeah.
You just turn on the water out?
Yeah, out in the yard there.
At the
faucet.
You have any problems with your pipes here, like in this winter when it got cold?
No problems at all, because all our pipes is, they're all in, they're all covered. They leave from the well house out there and they are underground. And when they get to the house, I got one faucet in the back. The only thing I do is just wrap it up and put something over it, like a tub or anything. And just keep one faucet running in the house.
And that will keep it from...
Keeping the pump from freezing up. As long as your water's moving, it ain't going to freeze. So every once in a while your pump come on, so your pump ain't going to freeze either.
But have you heard of people's pipes freezing?
I have experience with them. I fix enough pipes this way to go into the pipe business.
Really? Why?
The ice.
Y'all had it bad here?
That's one of the worst winters we ever had. We had a house right down there where I used to live.
Uh-huh.
And man, every time I go there, the water was gushing over the yard everywhere. I get up under the house, get the chain. I believe it broke every T on the... They had on there.
All the pipes?
Yeah, all the T's. Had the one screw them. Some of them I welded them. And,
You're going to plumbing.
I should have. The way it was going.
Now, the way things used to come, like when you went to the store, say, back in the old days, how did you get your... say, flour, how did it come?
Your flour would mostly come like in 25 pounds.
In a
25 pound sack.
Made out of cotton?
Yeah, it was a cotton sack. In them days, most of your stuff you would get